Listen, if there's division in your world. If not, skip it. Two stories, four points of view. Please see if you can withhold judgment. Story one, a dear mentee and friend. He'd spent more than a handful of years in prison for a crime he committed as a teen. He's an inspiration to me. He was pulled over a few weeks ago. He's nearly a foot taller than me, black. Cop asked for license and insurance, checked out, and he returned them. Did not explain why he pulled my friend over. My friend said, "Thank you, officer. Be safe out there." The officer said back quickly, "What did you say?" He said, "I said be safe out there." My friend said he perceived that the police officer thought it was a veiled threat. "Dan," he said, "one thing I learned in prison is that law enforcement officers have a dangerous job. That's all I was saying. Be safe." Fortunately, the incident ended there. Same story, same words, different perceptions, different presumed intent, different power relationship. Story two. On Tuesday, President Trump called the widow of a soldier who was killed on duty in Niger. The deceased soldier's aunt, who raised him, and the congresswoman who was in the car at their request, felt disrespected by the president's tone and words. The president rejected this interpretation. The words in question were surrounding what the deceased soldier signed up for, words that General Kelly later in the week said were customary, respectful, not distancing, the same words he had heard when his own son was killed. Same story, same words, different perceptions, different presumed intent, different power relationship. Interpretations. One, there is no reality that is of great importance to the story. There are perceptions. One speaks with whatever intent. The other listens based on their experiences in the past. The listener infers some meaning and intent. This is often not what the speaker implied. If you don't mind my saying so, you're probably doing that with me now. Some will infer that I'm denying the reality of the cop's action and intent. Others may infer that my friend was being threatening to the officer, and/or they may infer that I'm naively protecting him. Some will infer that I'm in denial about the president's, they might say, narcissistic intent, and others will infer that I have used one word or another that implies that the president really meant to insult the family. Point two, how should we listen to each other when we come with views, and views that we are convinced are grounded in clearer realities than other people have? Perhaps see a few things. Five in particular. One, none of us reading this piece was there in either of my stories. Admit our ignorance. Two, acknowledge that people can feel hurt. All four people in these stories, even this president, when people say things that feel threatening to them, all four people in these stories felt threatened. Three, acknowledge that when I feel hurt, it does not mean that the other intended that hurt. What I infer may not be what they intended or had any desire to imply. Fourth, also acknowledge that our actions can be felt as hurtful. Our denial of intent does not deny the fact that the other person felt hurt. The officer who pulled over my friend, for instance, and gave him no reason as to why, could reasonably be expected to know that such a stop would likely be intimidating and confusing to an African-American man. He would have done well simply to acknowledge this. Fifth, also see that when we have power as boss, principal, police officer, teacher, etc., our actions have a multiplicative power. If I, as professor or boss, unwittingly say something, which I likely do on a weekly basis, that offends my African American students or my Republican students. I shouldn't wash my hands because I'm acting in good faith, with no intent, seemingly implying nothing. If someone is hurt, I'm sorry, and I am in the best place to own my offenses. If we're going to bring our offices, communities of worship, cities, country together, we need to sharpen some disciplines of listening, minding our minds, and respecting others' hearts and minds to lead with our best selves.